Now, we have to know about the binding of the Lewis bases, our ligands, to the transition metal centre. We also have to work out what the oxidation state is on the transition metal centre itself. So going through this, the way that it works is we look at the square bracket unit here, and we figure out what the charge is on the square bracket. Now, it helps if we know then the charges on the common groups that we'd be operating as counterions, whether they're cations or anions. So in this case here, we know that chloride has got a charge of 1 minus when it's operating as an anion. That puts then a charge of 1 plus onto the square brackets. So we set up an expression, 1 plus equals, then we put in the transition metal, and we take away from it the charges of all the ligands. Now for this we must know some rules. So in this case, chloride, when it's coordinated to the cobalt, has a charge of minus 1, so I've gone 2 times minus 1. Ammonias have got 0 charge when they bind to the metal. It's a neutral ligand, so they've got 4 times 0. So we have then rearranged it at this point so that the expression inside the brackets here then is manipulated to be over the same size as the charge. What we're left with then is the charge on the cobalt equals 1 minus this bit, which comes out at plus 3. Okay, so that's the way we calculate the charge on the transition metal ion. We must know the charges on the bits inside the square brackets individually. We multiply them by whatever subscript we've got by underneath it here. And then we deduct that sum from the charge here to work out what's left on the transition metal. Now we're going to go through and look at coordination numbers 2, 4 and 6 and get comfortable with some examples for these. Those definitely are the most common geometries out there. Of these three, 6 is by far and away the most common.